Okay, so a lot of stuff happening when it comes to tech companies in China here. A few things kind of converging all at once. I'm probably going to slaughter this, but back in 2010, Google had to pull out of China. Basically, there was suspicion of cyber attacks from the area that Google was cautious about. And then also this kind of ongoing battle with search censorship. China has since blocked access to Google. It's also actually blocked access to Facebook. And times seem to be changing. Google and China have struck a strategic partnership that'll allow Android Wear to come to China for the very first time. In place of Google services, voice service will actually be provided by Movoi. I'm probably not saying that properly. And mapping provided by Sogou. This is the first time that Wear has been stripped of its Google underpinnings. So that's kind of significant. Wear has, is directly tied into Google's services, and suddenly we're starting to see a little bit of loosening in that front. This, along with a report from the information that shows how Google is willing to make changes to its policy in order to once again gain access to the Chinese market, which happens to be the world's largest internet market, so you can see why it's a big deal, and hopefully gain control over that marketplace, which is just filled with forked Android devices throughout the country. Google would need to, of course, follow local laws in order to do that, block apps and content that the Chinese government sees as objectionable. Stop right there. There's more to this story, but we can kind of stop right there and talk about it a little bit. Does this seem like Google's going back on its own commitment to not being evil? It seems like Google was taking a stance from a humanitarian aspect back in 2010 when all this stuff started happening. And now it seems like that's reversing because business is important. Do we understand? Is this Google being evil? What do you think, Gina?
I don't think that the evil switch has been flipped.
Okay.
I think that this is a delicate dance. Like,
yeah,
China
really is
like a really important place that's undergoing, I think, some changes over time. Based solely on my like very short visits to China, I think China is changing. Things are changing, and I think that Google has to be there. And I think that this is a delicate dance. It's going to be lots of conversations. It's going to be lots of negotiations. And I think that it's the right thing for them business wise. I mean, look, you can take the absolute radical, no, we won't even speak to you position. And I think that's the wrong one to take forever and ever. Right. I mean, I think this is kind of, this is an ongoing negotiation. So I didn't read this and think, oh, they went back on their word. They're evil. Right. Like that's not a very nuanced view on this.
Sure.
It's interesting to see. I mean, I'm interested from the software perspective. Like, it's really interesting to me to see the way that Google separates, Google services from the open source version of Android, and how they separate those things. And so what they're offering to Chinese users and what advantage that brings them, what advantage it brings to Chinese users. I mean, this is going to be an extremely delicate incremental dance, in the next few years. But I think that this is generally a good thing. And I don't think it's just about business. I mean, it is about business. I mean, it certainly is about market share. But I don't think it's about them turning evil. Am I being too easy on them? Am I being too much of a Google fangirl? I might be.
I mean, I think if you go back to when they got kicked out or whatever you want to call it, I mean, how are you going to spin that as a company, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to put a positive spin on it. So one way to do that, and I don't think this is not true, right? I just think that you emphasize that positive part of your message, right, as a marketer. And so the positive part of their message back then was, well, in China, there's these things and we want to stay above board and blah, blah, blah. But, really it's about doing business in China. And if you're not able to do business in China, you just have to put the best spin on it. Now it's like, oh, well, we can get back into China. I mean, you have to, for better or worse, I mean, certainly there are some extreme circumstances that, you're probably going to have to make that call as a company. But I mean, India and China, I mean, you're just going to have to play there if you want to take it to the next level or find a way to do that. It's not like Google's like entering the North Korean market, even if they could. It's not like they're saying that. It's just that they're saying, hey, look, there's a big market there. We want to be a player. We want to let people have access to our products. And so that's what we're doing. That's the way I read it.